My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
It's time for the lucky colours, numbers, crystals and feng shui tip. Sharina, we're going to kick off with Aries.
Yeah, it certainly is. Okay, look, Aries. Now, your lucky colour and number this week's terracotta and four. Okay. Now, this is a tip and this might take you a bit of time, all right? So if you can get $27 in your wallet, okay? Right? So, and like, if you put $27 in your, like, the money, it can be $5. It can actually, adding up to $27, or and you can put 49 coins in a purse and keep that there. This is really, really lucky to spice up your financial life right now. I know it might sound like it's a lot, but that's not that bad to get 27 notes. You can use paper notes if you want to, yeah. And 49 coins, because it all adds up to the right nomination there. And you just put a little sprinkle of dried ginger on the outside of your wallet, and that's a little ritual to bring in money. It's worth a shot.
Nice. Aries, your crystal this week is the black tourmaline, which aids sleep, strengthens the immune system and provides pain relief. It also helps with the adrenal glands, kidneys, spinal column, colon, and the legs. Next up's Taurus.
Taurus is charcoal on one. Now, if the rain ever stops this week, open up all the doors and windows, if only for a moment. And no matter how freezing it might be outside, just to allow new energies in. It's sort of like burning off the old in order to make way and welcome in the new. And even if you just get some saucepans and bang them together as well, just moving the energy around, because there's a positive energy coming your way and you need to sort of really get rid of the old and bring in the new. Quick, smart.
Nice. Taurus, you have the Thapashan this week, which is it's a grey clay called Benatine. It's made up of yellow calcite and brown red-brown agate formations, but it enhances communication abilities. Very good healing stone for yourself and others. It's uplifting. It helps you understand yourself spiritually. And Gemini's next.
Gemini, green and three. Never, ever this week, okay, refer to anything in the past. Instead, talk only of dreams and hopes and wishes for the future. All right? This is a turnaround. This is with the energy. Place 9 mandarin or oranges in a bowl in your kitchen. 9 mandarins or oranges in your kitchen or in your dining room table, because the word orange sounds exactly like the word gold in Chinese. So if you put these fruitful symbols in those two rooms, associated only with abundance.
Nice.
You like that one?
Yeah, I do. Gemini, you have Lemurian seeded crystal this week, which assists in removing the diseased or worn out, opening new energy channels in the subtle and physical bodies. Cancer's next.
Yellow and 5. Now make sure there's no shoes or slippers lying around outside the main door of your house. Remove it if you can. And if it's impossible, get a little box there perhaps. Allow that space at the main door to be free and clear, for the energy rides with the wind and will collect all the smell of those shoes and slippers into your house, causing sickness.
Especially with my shoes. Cancer, pyrite cube for you this week, which relieves anxiety and frustration. It aids digestion and improves circulation and oxygenation of the blood. It also enhances brain function. And Leo next.
Pink and 9 for Leo this week. Now, there should be no television sets in your bedrooms. Now, if you cannot get rid of that habit of watching the television, cover it with a plastic tablecloth of a night time.
Oh, okay.
Right? Plastic night. Well, this is a vibe, right? Mm. Well, put it this way. Half the time you're watching TV in your bedroom, you fall asleep. There's no passion. It stops, doesn't it? I'm not talking about me. I'm not talking about, oh God, I'm putting, you know. But anyway, I'm just saying that if I'm watching the TV, so remember it has to be plastic, not simply cloth, and no mirrors opposite your bed, because half the time you could look at yourself and give yourself a fright because your hair's sticking up in the air in the morning
not
or whatever.
In my case. Yeah.
But seriously, it's all about attracting a third party into the relationship, because you can see an extra person there. So don't place mirrors anywhere you like. You can do mirrors anywhere. Mirrors are great, but not in the bedroom, where you can see yourself when you sit in bed straight ahead. Yeah. Put a cloth over that as well. Just of a night time.
It's not good for passion watching Gilligan's Island or the Brady Bunch going to bed at night. Okay. Leo, your crystal this week is hematite, which aids circulation problems, increases iron in the blood and the flow of oxygen throughout the body, and stimulates the glands, activating the spleen, liver and the gallbladder.
Virgo's 4 in green. Now, if you place an indoor water fountain, and you can get some artificial ones as well, they're just small, position and position that in a really favourable area to attract whatever you want into your life. If you've already got a fish tank in your house, be very careful where you place the fish tanks, because correctly placed, they can bring greater fortune as you tap into the divine water dragon's den. But if you tap wrongly, it can cause you to have lawsuits, bankruptcy, work pressure. Oh. Sorry about all that troubles and problems. Lordy. So if you notice any of these things happening, simply move the fish tank immediately.
Oh, lordy. Virgo, you have great... I'm tongue-tied. Virgo, you have green jade this week, which strengthens the heart, kidneys and immune system. It cleanses and filters toxins from the organs and the blood, heals stitches, assists fertility and childbirth, and promotes longevity. Libra is next.
Okay, Libra, ensure in your kitchen. Now, number six is for Libra and pink. Ensure that the stove is not opposite the fridge, direct opposite. Mm. There is things you can put, like little crystals up or anything like that. You can email through here and we'll fix you up. Because the fire and the water crash down are causing family members to have disagreements, okay? And also try not to allow this week children to sleep on mattresses on the floor. Yep. That's really because what's happening, the flow of the energy, it can't sort of move and circulate. So it could make the kids sick. And for young children, they need to have their back to the wall when they write. It's important there should be a solid wall behind a children's table when they're actually writing as well. So adjust that table thing there. But that's the tips there, all about the household, with especially. And I think what you can do in that kitchen is rotate your hot plates as much as you can. If you're using that one, then use the next one, then that one, so that they circulate around.
Okay, and Libra, this week you have the red jasper, which stimulates blood flow to the circulatory and digestive systems as well as the sexual organs. Ooh la la. Scorpio's next, Serena.
Okay, Scorpio's metal and six. Six and purple, I beg your pardon, this week. Okay, if you get some rods, some wind chime or crystal spheres, six you need for those, and the wind chime or a crystal sphere, or six little small ones. The number six needs to be with you. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yep.
This is going to give you really a great, and make sure your bed's got a solid wall behind you, but you're going to have a deep sleep. It's going to be really, really good for your sleeping and everything. Just a solid wall behind that bed, like, you know, those bed heads or whatever.
Yep.
And you'll feel fresh and well rested. This is very important for you now because you've got a very, very busy period coming up and you need to really work on that.
Okay, and Scorpio, clear quartz for you this week, which works on all areas of the mind and body, awakening, amplifying and transmitting energy and clarifying thought processes. It's an excellent stone for meditation, directing energies with more intensity. Sagittarius is next, Serena.
Okay, again, this is a little bit of a tip for you. If you can possibly this week leave your windows open for 20 minutes a day to allow the fresh chai to come in, you, as you do this, what's actually going to happen with this, with the energy from outside, is going to come into your bedroom. If you're not sleeping with the stale chi every night, if that happens, you can expect your life to bring in more good fortune to come to you just by opening up that windows and swishing in some fresh there. The colours are red and eight. And also place a dragon, if you haven't already got one, facing the office door or your front door.
Okay. Desert rose for you this week, Sagittarius, which aligns the spinal column and promotes flexibility, aids teeth and bones, soothes the nerves and helps with conditions like epilepsy. Capricorn's next.
Look, Capricorn, yellow's your number this week at eight, and pineapple's back in vogue for you guys. Place pineapple salt and pepper shakers. My sister's got them. They're absolutely wonderful. They are just so good for happiness and love in the family and attracting those into your life. Pineapple lamb shakes are a must for now for harmony and good luck, or pineapple cushions or even pictures, canvases around with the pineapples on them, and they are available on eBay, home decor stores. And even in Kmart's got the canisters of pineapples.
Okay. Capricorn, epidote for you this week, which is a stone that can encourage recovery and regeneration after a severe illness. Epidote helps lift the emotions and also helps to dissolve sadness, sorrow, self-pity and grief. With Aquarius next.
Aquarius, orange and one. And a phoenix is really going to help you. If you get a phoenix and put it on your key ring, that's going to really help you rise above any problems, rise from the ashes. It is a super tip for you. And have that from now on for the rest of this year and watch your luck change. A phoenix. So just look that up on the eBay again. You can get them in sterling silver around some of the jewellery shops as well. And this is also, if you can get a little bit of bamboo in a pot, that is also a lovely tip for you as well, just to help you kick along because you've had a bit of hardship there.
Okay. Aquarius, you have fluorite this week, which strengthens teeth and bones, aids the spine and arthritic conditions, protects against common illnesses such as cold and flus, treats highly infectious disease, and helps emotional trauma. And last but not least, Serena, is Pisces.
Pisces. Now, Pisces, your colours this week is gold and number one. A mirror under the mattress, might sound silly, who cares, is going to help attract a partner or help troublesome existing relationships into your life. And also, if you put an angel in your actual bedroom in pairs, just small crystal ones, that's also really...
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.